Bro Radio. From the Sky News Centre at 7, England's triumphant Lionesses have arrived at a special reception at Downing Street to celebrate their Euros win. Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner is hosting Sabrina Wiegmann's squad, who arrived home from Switzerland earlier. Craig Rossiter coached Chloe Kelly at QPR in the under-10 team. He says it was emotional to watch her score the winning penalty against Spain last night.
Immense sense of pride. Lots of people see the girl that you currently see, but those of us who were at QPR who knew her at such a young age still see that young 10-year-old. So immense pride for her, but also the Lionesses.
A report by two Israeli human rights charities has concluded that genocide's happening in Gaza. They are the first major voices in Israeli society to level the accusations against a state which it strongly denies. Donald Trump's telling Russia it now has 10 to 12 days to take steps to end the war in Ukraine. Earlier this month, the US president threatened to impose 100% tariffs if Vladimir Putin didn't come up with plans for a ceasefire within 50 days. Our Moscow correspondent Ivor Benner thinks the fresh move could backfire.
No official reaction yet from the Kremlin, but my instinct is that Moscow will remain unmoved by this latest ultimatum from Donald Trump. We know that Vladimir Putin isn't someone who takes kindly to threats and ultimatums. They tend to have the opposite effect.
News just in, two men have died and a third's in a life-threatening condition after four people were stabbed in South London. It happened at a business premises in Southwark at lunchtime. East Midlands Airport has apologised for polluting a nearby brook with plane de-icer. It's been fined nearly £900,000 after pleading guilty to three discharges in early 2022. And a Star Wars film is no longer suitable for everyone to watch. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, has been upgraded to one of parental guidance. It's because of a lightsaber fight in one scene. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. An ex-hospital worker and her partner have been jailed for planning sex attacks on three children. Tracy Turner and Stuart Compton from Cardiff sent thousands of messages to each other discussing rape and abuse. They were caught out when a dating app raised concerns about their behaviour. Turner was given 12 years, while Compton must serve at least 6.5. Four people are being questioned tonight after a suspected arson attack at a house in Ferndale. Residents on Provro Street were evacuated after crews were called out early this morning. Police say a car with three men and a woman was stopped shortly after the fire broke out. It's believed it may have been started deliberately, although a joint investigation's underway. Free swimming lessons could be offered to school pupils across Wales. Plaid Cymru are pledging to improve water safety skills among children if they win power at the Senedd elections next year. Figures suggest only 16% of young children in the Cardiff area know how to swim. Plaid MS Heled Vachan set out their plans at Barry Island.
It is part of the curriculum currently to provide swimming lessons, but not every school does it because they interpret the curriculum differently. So what we are saying is no school would be worse off if they were to implement this.
A sexual health clinic in Barry is preparing to move this autumn. Free drop-in sessions for under-18s are currently held every Thursday at the Broad Street Clinic, but that's been earmarked for demolition as part of a major housing redevelopment scheme. From September, the confidential service will run every Wednesday at the town's hospital on Colcott Road. In sports, Daniel Barton has joined Barrytown United ahead of the new season. The former Newport County midfielder moves to Jenner Park after signing a two-year contract. Barton spent part of last season on loan at Cymru Premier rivals Cardiff Met.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. A dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls
set you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, I'll set you hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Like a dragon born a retirement. I'm too hot. Drake say my name. Set you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, set you hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girl, set you hallelujah.
Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's been a bumper sports this weekend. We've got to be looking forward to. So the football season has kicked off. So there's been your Vale teams in cup and league action. We're also going to have a look at the rugby down in Australia, and it's not just the Lions that won. There was a win for the Wales ladies team down in Australia as well. And we're going to be bringing you selected cricket results from around the Vale. So all that and more here to come at Bro.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on to the other side, break on through to the other side. Oh.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off the show with the cricket action that's been taking place around the Vale. We're going to start with the Vale County Cricket Team and the Vale's first 11. They were away to Whitchurch and Heath's first 11, and they won that match by 4 wickets. The Vale's second 11, they were home to Bay Dragons' first 11, and they lost that match by 4 wickets. And then the Vale's third 11 were away to Radder's fifth 11, and they won that match by 8 wickets. And the Vale's fourth 11, they were at home to Radder's sixth 11, and they won that match by 86 runs. And next Saturday, the Vale's first 11, they're at home in Corntown to the Newport Fugitives' first 11. The Vale's second 11, they're away to Newport Fugitives' second 11. And the Vale's County Cricket's third 11, they're at home, and that's Wick Village Green, to Ponthea's third 11. And the Vale's fourth 11, they're away to the South Wales Sri Lankan's second 11. And Barry Athletic were also in action on Saturday, and their first 11 were away to Chepstow's second 11, and they lost that match by 114 runs. And Barry Athletic's second 11, they were at home to Penarth's third 11, and they lost that match by 9 wickets. And coming up next Saturday for Barry Athletic, their first 11, they're at home to Usk's second 11, and Barry Athletic's second 11, they're away to Croesilliog's second 11. And for Penarth, Cricket Penarth's first 11, they were at home to Ernest Gerwin's first 11, and they lost that match by 4 wickets. And Penarth's second 11 were away to Radder's second 11, and they lost that by 2 wickets. And as we know, Penarth's third 11, they were away to Barry Athletic, and they won that match by 9 wickets. And Penarth's fourth 11, they were at home to Abergavenny's third 11, and they lost that match by 106 runs. And then on Sunday, Penarth's first 11, they were at home to Radder's first, and they won that match by 35 runs. And on the Saturday coming, Penarth's first 11, they're away to Port Talbot Town's first 11, and Penarth's second 11, they're at home to Pontypridd's first 11. Penarth's third 11, they're at home also to Pontypridd's second 11. Penarth's fourth 11, they're away to Blackwood Town's second 11. And Penarth's fifth 11, they're at home to Monmouth's third 11. And it makes me lots of cricket going, lots of action. And you know, it's great that we've got the weather and all these matches can take place. But when I was looking forward to the fixtures coming up, it suddenly struck me that I'm already talking about events that are taking place in August. So the year is rattling on rather quickly. On there, and it did take me just a little bit by surprise that I'm starting to talk about August already there. But that is your selected cricket results from around the Vale. And up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the football that's been taking place around the Vale here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Want to go to a nostalgic 80s music festival? Want to revisit the biggest tunes of music's greatest decade? Want to be back home by 9? Then don't miss Fonmon Castle's Home by 9 80s Festival. Expect iconic hits and big hair all day long. Airtight 80s make their Wales debut alongside tribute acts to Madonna, Phil Collins, George Michael and Bon Jovi. Castle's Home by Nine 80s Festival, Sunday, September the 7th. Grab tickets at fonmoncastle.com. Finishing school this summer? Get your place at Cardiff and Vale College this September. With loads of subjects, you're bound to find something that's perfect for you. From aircraft engineering to art and design, business to beauty therapy, construction to catering, drama to dance, engineering to esports, the list goes on. It's not too late to apply. Find out more at cabc.ac.uk.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online. Bro Radio.
Coming home, sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today.
Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
It is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's that time of the year where the football season is just starting to get going. And it's always great this time of year because no one's really won or lost anything. There's all the hopes and ambitions of the clubs. Some clubs you get to see new players, to see how they're getting on in for the teams. And sometimes it's the first competitive runouts you see. And for people who listen to the show regular, I'm a sports fan of many sports across the board, really. But I think for me, it's rugby and football are probably the two that I'm most passionate about. So I really do quite like this time of year where you get to see all the teams in action. And there's been some Welsh Cup qualifying action, and Dinas Powys were the only grassroots club from the Vale to progress into the first round of the Welsh Cup qualifying. The South Wales Premier League club needed penalties to beat Clydach Wasps following a 2-2 draw at the Merch on Saturday. Joss Bainton and substitute Eddie Watkins put the visitors 2-0 in front, despite having Will Owen sent off midway through the second half. But Dinas mounted a dramatic late fight back as Jack Preston struck with 5 minutes to go before Luke Davidson's 94th minute equaliser forced a shootout, which the hosts won 4-1. And elsewhere, Surrey Sports Cup hopes ended on penalties against Cwmcarn Athletic following a 1-1 draw. Martin Campbell had put the Vale side ahead on 47 minutes before Dayton Rudikoff Davis drew level 6 minutes later. Athletic went on to win the shootout 4-3. And Ely Rangers were also in cup action and they lost their cup game 2-1 away to Abergavenny. A first half Callum Flynn penalty miss meant the game stayed tied up at half time. On 50 minutes, Flynn stepped up for a second penalty and converted his chance. An Ali Brimson goal tied the game up, with an injury time goal from Oliver Bruton proving pivotal. Ely Rangers are at home to St Athan next on Saturday. And Cardiff Airport were also in cup action. And they ended up going down 2-4 at home to Evans Williams and Williams FC. An early goal from Elliot Jones, followed by a late strike in the first half by Llewellyn James, put the away side 2 goals up. Curtis Scotto de Busco pulled one back late in the first half, but then substitute Dylan Ashford restored a 2-goal cushion. And then on 75 minutes, Ryan Eshcott saw red before Elliot Jones converted a penalty for the away side. Cardiff Airport's sub Jack Davis pulled another goal back, but it was not to be for Cardiff Airport in the cup. But that tough that game, because the cup game was only 3 days after Cardiff Airport had played their second league game. Where they were at home to Cardiff Corinthians, and unfortunately they lost that game 2-3. Kyle Campbell got the visitors started, and then Alfie Tipples pulled one back to level the match. In the second half, Aaron Davis scored 2 more goals either side of an Aidan Lewis goal. And that result leaves Cardiff Airport 10th in the league with a cup game away to Penrhyn Rangers on Saturday. And Coed Ely were in JD South action on Saturday, and they won away 4-1 to Anesia Albion. Dre Griffiths got Albion off to a good start, but Jack Turner, Zach Mayer and a Thomas McLean penalty put Coed Ely in a commanding position. Matty Kimmons got Coed Ely's 4th midway in the second half, and Coed Ely are 3rd in the table. And next up, they've got a game against Tree Thomas Bluebirds a week on Friday. And also in JD South action, Lantwick Major began their Cymru South campaign with a 2-1 defeat to league newcomers Aberystwyth Town. Major boss Carl Lewis is aiming for immediate response following last weekend's first round exit from the Nathaniel MG Cup. but the Seasiders, under new manager Callum McKenzie, came to Windmill Lane determined to make a winning start to life in the second tier of Welsh football, and that's after 33 years in the Cymru Premier. The hosts began brightly, but ABBA took the lead from their first chance after 12 minutes, as captain Deason Martin beat debutant keeper Kane Draper with a clinical finish from a Calvin Smith cross. Cullen Kinsella and Josh Jones pushed for an equaliser until, in the 26th minute, Jack Bevan latched onto a dangerous loose ball and slotted home past Rhys Thompson for his Llantwit Major's first goal. Major narrowly missed the chance to go ahead from a set piece before half-time, but after a strong restart, ABBA retook the lead on 56 minutes when a long throw-in from Smith fell to the path of Tyrone Ofori, who outpaced the defence before smashing home past Draper into the top of the net. Major struggled to assert themselves in the second half, while ABBA found themselves a man down in the closing stages after O'Toole was sent off for two quick yellow cards. 10 minutes of added time produced little of note as ABBA's defence held out for their maiden Cymru South win, and Llantwit's early League Cup exit means they have just under a fortnight to prepare for their first away game at Ammanford, and that's on Friday the 8th. And getting ready for Cymru Premier, Barrytown United wrapped up their pre-season preparations with a 2-0 win over Newport County 11 on Friday night. Yian Owen put the hosts at Jenner Park in front after 8 minutes from a Mikey George cross. The young striker repeatedly threatened to make a brace in a dominant first half display for the hosts, but eventually got their second after 40 minutes when Owen tipped a corner back onto the crossbar before Ollie Hulbert headed in from the rebound. Barry finished their warm-up campaign with 3 wins, 2 draws and 1 defeat from their 6 friendly games. And the new season kicks off on Saturday as Barry entertain Aberystwyth Town in the second round of the Nathaniel MG Cup. And that's a 2:30 p.m. kickoff. So it's all go in the world of football. It really is good to see the Vale teams, how they're getting on this season. I know the leagues are just starting, and so are some of the cup games. So that's your football from around the Vale. Coming up next, we've got a look at what's been going on in the world of rugby here at Bro. We'll be right back. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to have a little look at what's been going on in rugby and specifically what's been going on in Australia in the rugby. And we're going to start with the Women's Summer Series. Wales were down in Australia taking on Australia, and they recorded their first win under head coach Sean Lynn with a victory over Australia in Brisbane, and this is on the back of losing all five of their Six Nations games earlier this year. And it was a timely performance. It's only a couple of weeks now, 4 weeks or so until the Rugby World Cup. Annabella Cody gave the hosts an early lead before play was halted amid an impressive show of thunder and lightning on the Sunshine Coast. Nell Metcalf then crossed twice as Wales looked resurgent, but a lapse in concentration allowed Tuboa Tunkavada to sneak over on the stroke of half time, and that trimmed Wales' lead to 14 points to 12. Hannah DeVale scored an opportunist try to extend Wales' advantage, and while the Wallaroos dominated territory in the second half, Wales' defence was up to the tasks. The two sides meet again in Sydney on Friday, and that's their final warm-up before the World Cup openers in England. And it was the first time Wales had played on Australian soil, and the performance both in attack and defence was hugely encouraging against the side ranked 6 in the world. And they do take on Australia. It's on Friday the 1st, and that is Friday, and that is at 10 a.m. So it's really impressive for Wales. I think they sort of rank something like 10th in the world, and it's just timely, just what they need going into the World Cup as well. So let's hope for that spurs them on to the what they we know they can do there as well. And as I said, it's great for the Wales women's team there, because a bit like the men's team, it's been a bit down in the doldrums for a while, but this now shows a bit of encouragement. And we're not going to have to, anyone like me who loves my sport, at least I'm not going to have to get up super early for much longer to watch these matches, because it's in England, which fortunately same time zone as us there. But also in Australia on Saturday, the British and Irish Lions grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat with a last-minute try to beat Australia 26 points to 29. This was a really impressive game. I think this was more the game that I was expecting. I think I was a little bit disappointed in the first test with the Australian performance, but the second test they really did show some of what they can do, and they were leading 23 points to 17 at half time, and both teams scored 3 tries each at before the break, which was really impressive. But they limited Australia to just one penalty then in the second half. And I know there's been controversy about the end of the game, but it was looked at by the TMO, the officials were on there, and I think when you lose out to something like that, you're always going to think the worst of it. And it was great to see Jack Morgan getting off the bench and having a pivotal role in the game as well. I was hoping it was like left out for the first test, on the bench for the second test, and gets a start for the third test. That would be sort of the perfect. That would be absolutely the marvellous there for the one sole Welsh representative. But there is still one more game to go, and this is the third of 3 tests, and that's on Saturday, and that's 11 o'clock kickoff, and that's going to be really interesting. because the British and Irish Lions could whitewash Australia. Australia are not going to be one to be whitewashed on their own soil there, and it'll be quite dominant if the Lions do manage to do that. But I do think again it's going to be a lot tighter. I would think it's pretty much going to be more like the second test than it was like the third test on there. But I think Australia are not going to want to lose that. And then once the British and Irish Lions are all finished, we're not that far. And I think earlier I was saying that I was talking and I'm starting to put dates down of August now, which is next week. But we're not going to be far before we start talking autumn internationals as well. And that's when the British and Irish Lions crest gets ripped back up into the four countries and. You know, we can support the Red of Wales, and after their victory, well, it was a draw. The test was actually a draw, wasn't it? But they did finish with a victory in Japan, and they've still got Argentina and Japan are their first two autumn international games there. So I think things are starting to look promising. And in between all that, we're going to have the start of the rugby season here in the Vale as well, so we've got all that to look forward to. As I said, this time of year it's really perfect for me. All sort of my two top sports probably start. So you've got your rugby, you've got your football going on, and then you've still got your other sports going on. The cricket season's still in action, and then we're going to be sort of looking towards seeing how the Cardiff Devils get on after their silverware last season. So it'll be the hockey season will be here before we know it as well. But there's lots of things going, and your weekly sports show here, I'm going to try and keep you across as many different sports as I can so that you know what's going on in the world of sport around the Vale here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
This summer, we're going on tour across the Vale of Glamorgan. Join Celia and the Bro Radio team as we broadcast live from towns and villages across the county each Wednesday from 12 till 2. We'll be speaking to local organisations and businesses, showcasing the best of the Vale of Glamorgan and giving you the chance to spin to win. Keep listening to find out where we'll be next. The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Visit chris-davies.co.uk. Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. The
sisters, ain't no love's a cure. You can rest your mind sure that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as honest, born as new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is it a sport in the Vale that you think I should be talking about? And what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can look for Bro Radio on the social media site and you can get in touch and you can tell me about the sport that you think people of the Vale would love to know about. Better still, is there a sport that I have mentioned before but you think needs highlighting again? Is there a sports club you're involved with that's doing fantastic things, not just in the world of sport but around the community? Or is it a volunteer at the sports club that you think needs a big thank you, then again, just get in touch with me here at Bro Radio. And better still, I could even ask you to come along to Bro Radio headquarters and you could come and tell me all about the fantastic sporting event, sports club charity event you're doing, or about a fantastic volunteer at your club that you think the people of the Vale need to know. That's what we can do for you here at Bro.
Sunshine on a rainy day, makes my soul, makes my soul, trip, 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 away. Sunshine on a rainy day, makes my soul, makes my soul.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And one final thing before I leave you for the week, and I almost forgot to do this. Congratulations, England, for your Lionesses' second European Championships and holding on to your crown. Done. Up next, up Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
The Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
The Family Fun Day is coming back to Central Park, thanks to Barry Town Council. Join us from 11 until 4 on Thursday, August the 21st, as we'll have lots of fun, free and affordable activities and workshops the whole family will love. Test your street skills with skateboarding and parkour, climb our rock wall, enjoy live music from Bro Radio, tuck into awesome street food. There's so much going on. The Family Fun Day is free to attend, so get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk and see you there.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker, this is Bro